friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going back to normal with the usual content that I do, and that is from reality TV. So today I'm going to be talking about a show and like a little bit of a half a show, and I'll get to that in a bit. Why is a half? And I'm going to start with the half first. So the half show I'm talking about, well, technically it's a reboot. And that is season 12 of Vanderpump Rules. Like I've mentioned before, I watched and finished Vanderpump Rules, the original, everything from the pilot to the last episode of season 11 of Vanderpump in December. Was amazing, literally binge worthy. Had to like stop myself, be like, no, you're gonna be done with this very, very quickly. Really good, became one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite reality TV shows, etc., etc. I'm going to say who my least favorite are, and to be honest with you, there's a lot. All the guys on the show, except for Schwartz, Tom Schwartz, I do not like. I hate Jax, I hate Sandoval. We see Peter here and there, but he's never a main character. I don't hate him. James, the beginning, especially with him with the drinking, did not like him, but as of now, it's like in the middle. It depends on the day with me when it comes to James. But yeah, like I said, the majority of the guys I do not like. Vanderpump Rules. Love the OGs. For the women, it's the opposite. I said for the men, the majority of the men I hate. For the women, it's the opposite. The majority of the women I love. I love, and to this day, forever. And I started again watching Vanderpump Rules because I love Ariana Madix. I think 2 or 3 years, has been the host of Love Island USA. I love her so, so much. So that's what I was like. I already heard about Scandal already, because again, I am the pop culture queen. I know everything pop culture related, anything that has to do with celebrities and everything, media, everything, pop culture, entertainment, concerts, theater, the performing arts, everything like that. I know. People are like, did you hear? Already know. But when it comes to like current events, into like what's happening in the world and like wars and stuff like that not so up to date on. I get up to date with that by people telling me, or I hear people talking about it, or again, like people posting about that. That's how I know. But like, if it's entertainment based, I know automatically. Again, like this is why I always wanted to be in the entertainment industry since I was little. Wanted to be an on-air personality, stuff like that. Interview celebrities and everything like that. Plus, it fits my personality as a December Sagittarius. But continuing on with the women. Love Ariana. She's my favorite. Love her. I would love to be friends with her. Lala. Love Lala. I love Sheena. I would say, I'm just gonna do those as the few. The people that I don't like that are the women, in the women's side, I do not like Stassi at all. I can't stand Stassi. She's mean. She reminds me, if you ever have seen Laguna Beach, yes, I'm born in the 90s, I'm a millennial. If you ever seen Laguna Beach or The Hills and seen Kristen Cavallari, she's mean, she's a bully, she's scary. Like, terrifying scary, like, watch out, she will ruin your life, scary. Sophie reminds me of her. And that's scary. And I'm okay with Katie. Kristen and Katie, it depends, but they're like in the middle for me. With Katie and Kristen, I bet Katie Maloney won't be really happy for me saying this, but I felt like, especially early on, I would say season 1 and 2 in particular, they were scared of Stassi, and that's why I compare Stassi to Kristen, because you're either with Kristen, it was like you're either friends with her or her enemy, and with Stassi, it's either you are friends with her or her enemy. And also, we need to, because I'm doing only one season of, like, again, the OG, the season 1 to 11, perfection, loved it. Again, I'm not into cheaters. I don't like cheaters. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once Sandoval cheated once, once Jax cheated once, I'm like, they're going to continue cheating. And they still, to this day, continue cheating. I don't condone, like, a lot of things that Stassi has done at all. But, like, getting the tea up from Jax. Oh, yeah. Your boyfriend cheated. Good job. Good job being a girl's girl. And like I said, Kristen and Stassi they're very similar to me in the fact that you're either friends with them or you're not. Can we stop calling women, and I said this on a post on before, can we stop calling women mistresses? Can we stop having that name for them for the rest of their lives? Can we stop doing that? This is such a one-sided thing. We don't do this to men. If we're gonna do this to women, we should also do it to men. Especially when these men are, you ask them a million questions. Again, this has never happened to me, but you ask them a million questions, and then they either hide their ring, hide their social media, make fake accounts, do this, that, and the other, and pretend to be single, and then fool this young girl into believing that they're single and date them, and then it comes out that they are married or in a relationship, and then it ends up being, now for the rest of their life, they're named a mistress. We need to stop that. No. Stop with the double standard. If you're not gonna call a man, and of course there's no name for it for men, because we live in a horrible society, but if we're not gonna do this to men, then we shouldn't be doing this to women. People make mistakes. People lie to people. They learn from it, but they're not, no longer. AKA Sheena, the guy she was with, like, when she was in her early 20s, didn't tell her that he lied and said that he was not married and ended up being married. She's not married. She has a child. Leave her alone. She's not a mistress anymore. Leave her alone. Also with Lala, she asked him a zillion questions. she's Randall's an a-hole. After Lala continues doing it, there was a whole scandal about that. Leave them alone. Again. And I also learned something that I've never heard in my life from the OG season. And so the name Cougar is someone that is over 40 that dates younger men. But I learned that there's a title for women that are 40 and, I would just say 40 and younger, that date guys that are younger than them. It doesn't have to be like, oh, a 30-year-old dating a 25 or 21-year-old. That kind of, it could be like a 30-year-old dating a 21-year-old. Something like that, or a 30-year-old dating a 25-year-old. You get my drift. And it's called a puma. Why are there names like this for men? Why are there like just names? There's a name called mistress, only name for women. Cougar, name for older woman that dates younger men. Puma, a younger version of that. How about, men do this all the time. We have Leonardo DiCaprio. He dates younger women all the time. He needs a name. Jaguar. How about that? I made it up. There you go. He's a jaguar. Because men need names too. Because stop with this double standard stuff. I hate this, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name right now. This, oh my gosh, what is it called? I hate this, this misogyny. I got the word. Finally got it in my head. I hate this misogyny. Stop it. They either both have a name or neither of them. Both gender have something or neither gender. Stop this misogyny stuff. Also, when people cheat, stop blaming it all on the women. Okay? Half the time, one, especially if there's cheating involved, one of the parties does not know about that they're still in a relationship, because people lie and cheat and stuff like that. The only way that I see that people actually get caught is like if they're dating a celebrity, right? So it's either you hate the men, we're just gonna do it men thing. You either hate your partner that cheated on you. There you go. I made it equal. You either hate the person that cheated on you, which is your girl, your dude, your girl, whoever, right? Your person. You either hate your person, the one that you cheated on you, or you hate both parties. Stop giving all the hate to the one they cheated on you with, because more likely than not, your partner is lying to you and them, to you being like, oh, this person's crazy, stalking me, and they're telling her, oh no, I'm single, my ex is just crazy. No. Alright? You either give them both hate, or you give your cheating a-hole of a partner hate. Give your a-hole of a partner that's a cheater and a terrible person all the hate, or you give both of them the equal amount of hate. Those are your choices, and those should all only be the choices, and this should be how we are as a society in the whole world. End of my speech. And I think I believe I talked about this last year when I was talking about last year, this year technically, when I recorded the threesome video. Not video, podcast. Okay, so let's start with season 12. So it started in December, the reboot. None of the original cast are in it. So a lot of people, when they saw this promo of, oh, new shift, change, which for me, I'm like, okay, so a new staff. new staff, new people. People are like, they saw, and it has a trailer, and it showed the old cast, and a lot of people were like, it doesn't seem as interesting. It doesn't seem like there's characters there that, that we will be like invested in. And by watching the 7 episodes that are out, I totally agree. The only person that I like that it seems interesting to me and that I like is Venus, who is an openly gay guy. Fabulous, love him, he's my favorite. I think Angelica will be okay, but like this new cast this season, I'm like, I don't think it's gonna be renewed. The reboot's gonna, they're just gonna keep going on with seasons, like season 13. So I don't think there's gonna be a season 13. I can watch it, it's watchable, but it's, and there's like, oh, drama, but it's not as compelling. It's not binge worthy. It's not like, oh my gosh, I need to watch the last episode. Like I said, seasons with the original of Vanderpump, seasons 1 to 11, binging. Like, I was addicted. Like, I wanted to watch more. I wanted to finish more, to the point that I was like, no, let me slow down. I'm like, I was on season 5, and I'm like, okay, if I keep going the way I'm going, I'm literally going to be done with this whole series in 2 weeks. So I had to pace myself. This one, if I had 11 seasons of this cast, it would literally, it would be like me watching the show if it was live. Probably like one episode a week. Not really like, okay, oh, there's a new episode, okay. Do I have anything else to watch? I don't. Okay, let me put this on. Like, it's all right. But yeah, so this season 12, I would give it a literally, okay, the season, I'll do this first. Vanderpump season 1 to 11, I would give 10 out of 10. Highly recommended. I recommend it to friends too, especially friends of mine who are fans of Ariana Maddox. She comes in season 3-4 of Vanderpump. But I would extremely recommend you watching it. It's really good. You'll love it. 10 out of 10. Season 12, I give it a 3. Again, it's watchable. It's not like you can't get through it. But here's the series. And like I said, like, the majority of the guys I hate. And I feel like it's also because I've met guys like that. Again, I've met girls like everybody in the original. The new one is more, for me, I call them the I generation, but Generation Z. And I can watch stuff with the Aya generation, Generation Z. That's not the issue. It's just like the people that they picked aren't too like appealing. The drama is like, okay, this is stupid. Or like, it's not like there's like, oh, this is stupid, but it's entertaining. But it's like stupid, but it's like, ugh, this is stupid, and it's not entertaining me. Stupid. Okay, but here's the second part of this video, which I'm going to talk about, and that's the Valley. So this is like the spinoff version. It has Jax, who I don't like. It has Jax in it. It has Brittany in it, and then new cast members. Again, I am only on season 1. I am on episode 6. There's 12 episodes. It's very hard for me to watch this. Brittany face looks completely different. She has plastic surgery. I liked her better before, but it doesn't matter. But I guess, I don't know, if it's, again, I also watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and they have kids, so I don't think it has to do with, like, they all have children, and I don't think that's the reason for it. I just don't, again, it's the same issue that I have with season 12 of Vanderpump, but it's, season 12 of Vanderpump is more appeal, like, I can get through the episodes more better, and it's more easy to get to the next episode than it is for the Valley. Like, I would say one episode of the new season of Vanderpump, season 12, would equal a half of, like, me getting it done, a half of episode of The Valley. Like, I would watch one half of The Valley and then finish the other half another day. Like, that's how, like, hard it is for me. So for me, I'd give it, like, a 2. And then I even messaged a friend. I'm waiting for her to hear back. I'm like, what did you think of The Valley? You finished it. Like, was it interesting to you? Because, like, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's also my bias because I don't like Jax at all. I hate him. I know Sandoval's going to be in season 2. I hate Sandoval. So maybe it's also that. I also heard Jax left for mental issues. Again, social. I am very smart, but I'm really good at my pop culture. I know that Lala Shorts and Sheena are rumored to come to season 3 of The Valley. So it is doing good. People like it for it to have, like, 2 seasons, about to be 3 seasons. I believe a lot of people don't want to know what Brittany's up to. Want to see if Jax has changed. People still hate Sandoval. I still hate Sandoval. See what he's up to, and then they got invested with the new cast members. But like I said, season 12 of Vanderpump Rules, don't really like it that much. Like I said, I am watching it, but I can finish it. The Valley takes me 2 days to finish an episode. So probably, again, I'm on season six. Not season, sorry. I'm on episode 6 of season 1. So probably, I'm going to say by March, April, I'll probably be finished The Valley. And that's me being, like, realistic. Like, because I probably will be like, I'm going to put The Valley on hold and watch something else. Like, so I'm being, like, honest here. But other than that, that's, like, my review on everything. Like I said, the original Vanderpump Rules, and even, like, the ending of Vanderpump Rules season 11. It felt like, oh, this is a series ending, how they ended it. I loved it. I think this shouldn't be Vanderpump Rules season 12. I think they should have revamped it and call it something else for it to be separate or something like that. But again, I also love Lisa. Jax, you're not the number one person in the group. I saw on The Valley that he had a shirt named that. But like I said, the OG knew how to bring drama. Their life is drama. Your 20s are always dramatic. 30s are dramatic as well. I think, like, once you have children, it is still dramatic, like, with the parents and stuff like that. And then with your kids, drama with other kids. But the drama lowers. Right. But overall, like, this is my review. Not really. Kind of a little bit all over the place with going back and forth with The Valley and Vanderpump, and I still think that Jags overall should be thanking Lisa, because his success would not have happened without Lisa. She brought him into the show Vanderpump Rules, and this is why he's successful now. Hopefully, because again, I don't keep up to date with Jax, he gets the help that he deserves. He becomes a better partner. Brittany deserves better. I'm happy that she's free from him now. He's not a serial killer or murderer or anything, but he's just a cheater that constantly cheated on her. And that is all for me today. After this one, the next post from me will be, and hopefully this is out so I can finally watch it on streaming services, because I have to keep pushing it back and back and back and back and back, is the Springsteen Delivering From Nowhere podcast. Hopefully that is finally able to be streamed so I don't have to pay money for it, because that's my plan for the next video, and I'm hoping that's going to be the next video, and I don't have to do something else and then keep postponing it. But that's the update from me. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Bye.